Do a web search on the term teacher shortage and watch how fast the news stories show up and how recent they are. Lots of parts of the country report difficulty hiring teachers. In California, the real urgency at the moment is with subs. Substitute teachers are in very short supply, and the state has even changed some of the requirements of subs to make it easier to sign up. Shasta County is one of many working a number of avenues to bring in more subs. Carrie Schutte is communications officer at the Shasta County Office of Education and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Great. Thank you.
Other than the substitute situation, how tight are things?
Well, yes, we are. We just like, you know, every other school district in California is dealing with a shortage of substitute teachers. We had back in 2018, we had about 412. And now it's gone up a little bit from last year, but we're only up to about 343. And for, you know, we serve 24 school districts and 26,000 students in about 90 or so schools, and that is just not enough to meet the needs of our local schools right now.
So it sounds like you'd need a flood of applications just to get back to where you were.
We could definitely use that. We've seen a little bit of an uptick. There are definitely a few more folks that are expressing interest just in the past month or so. But yes, we can definitely use more people who are willing to take on that challenging and often fun responsibility.
Talk about the mechanics of that. I mean, how does it, when a teacher calls in sick or for some reason on fairly short notice can't make it to work that day, what has to happen to get a sub in place?
Sure, that's a great question. So the Shasta County Office of Education keeps a countywide substitute list. And so if I'm a school administrator from one of our 24 school districts, they would look at that list and they would start making some phone calls to find somebody to substitute for that teacher. On the list, some folks are interested in only elementary school. Some only want to teach math, things like that. So, some substitutes are familiar faces at some of our local schools. So sometimes it can be easy where, you know, they've got somebody that frequently substitutes on their campus. They call that person and that person shows up. But other times it's not quite that easy and they find themselves going through that list to try and find someone.
And can people sometimes end up traveling a bit? I mean, if you're a sub who lives in Igo, can you get called to work in Burnie, for example?
Absolutely. The list is a comprehensive list, and so we do. And some of the districts that are further away do pay a little bit more, knowing that it is going to probably be someone that's going to have to travel to get there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Yeah, it's going to cost you some gas to get here.
For sure. Yeah. Yes.
What happens when there's a sub needed for a teacher and there's no sub available when the bell rings?
Yes, that is always a big challenge and something that you definitely don't want to have happen. It can be a bit easier. I wouldn't say easy, but it can be a bit easier at the high school level when many teachers are teaching five periods out of the six. They have a prep period for one period out of the day, and so they can sometimes piece together, you know, this person has a first period prep, this person has a second period prep, and they can kind of fill in like that. It's certainly not ideal, but it's possible. We have absolutely had administrators come and fill in classrooms when that's not an option, usually in the elementary schools. So, you know, they definitely need a human being who's credentialed in that classroom. So we've had principals and administrators serving as substitute teachers on occasion, and definitely not as rare as it used to be.
Okay, so happening more. And I just wonder, since in-person school resumed after the pandemic, have there been more teachers calling in sick?
I would say that, you know, especially over the past winter where, you know, even in our place of work, people are sick and, you know, everybody's catching everybody's variety of illnesses. And so that impact was certainly felt at the schools as well, especially, you know, you've got a classroom full of kids that bring things to school with them. So yes, it was over the winter, there was, it was challenging for sure to keep teachers in the classrooms with all of the illnesses that were going around.
We're talking about teachers and substitute teachers and the difficulty at the moment in obtaining enough substitute teachers to cover all the eventualities in Shasta County in particular. Carrie Schutte is the communications officer for the Shasta County Office of Education. If you have some questions or comments to relay on the situation, join us on the exchange. Send your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Give the broader teacher employment picture. Has there been what's been the trend in teacher retirements in Shasta County, for example?
You know, I don't know numbers on teacher retirements, but there, you know, certainly is always a challenge to replace those folks who are retiring. You know, especially, you know, they've been around for a long time. They've got all that great knowledge that goes with them. And so, while we are talking about substitutes, actually hiring full-time teachers has also been a real big challenge for our districts. Getting qualified teachers through that process and into those classrooms has been, I think any school administrator that you talk to, certainly in Shasta County, and I would imagine throughout the state of California, would tell you the same thing, that it's one of their highest priorities is finding enough teachers to fill the positions.
So is it possible, Carrie, that some of the substitute shortage is because substitutes have become full-time teachers?
I would say that is definitely one of the things that has happened, which is great. You know, if one of the benefits of being a substitute teacher is it gives you some time in that classroom to see if this is a career that might be something that you want to take on a more permanent basis. And we have definitely seen substitutes over time who have moved their way into the classroom as full-time teachers.
Now, this is a situation I notice in much of California. Do you have any yardsticks by which to measure how severe in Shasta County relative to others?
I don't know. We do not have a measurement of how many, you know, how complicated our situation is compared to others. We know in our talks with, you know, with fellow county offices of education that we're all sharing the same issues right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kinds of credentials does a sub need in normal circumstances?
So a substitute teacher needs to have a California teaching credential or an emergency 30-day substitute permit. And that substitute permit requires a bachelor's degree or higher from an accredited university. You need to have a negative tuberculosis clearance and then a couple of fingerprint clearances and some paperwork that goes along with that. The thing that has changed is that California used to require what was called the basic skills requirement, and it was a test and some other requirements that had to happen. That has been waived in California between now and July 1 of 2024. So the remainder of this school year and next school year, that will be waived in an attempt to make it easier to get substitutes qualified more quickly.
How rigorous were the basic skills requirements?
You know, I have not taken the basic skills requirement. I'm not sure exactly what is on that, so I couldn't speak directly to that, but it was a requirement in order to become a substitute teacher up until January.
Right, and those will be back after the next school year, not this one, but the next one.
Correct, okay. The school year 2024-25.
Okay, so
assuming nothing changes.
Assuming nothing changes, right? Okay, so which is not necessarily the easiest assumption at the
right.
moment. So
we never assume that nothing's going to change.
And that was for the emergency 30-day permit.
Correct. Yes, and you still need a bachelor's degree. So substitutes all do need to have that bachelor's degree.
So are more subs coming to you or coming into the business generally through the emergency 30-day permit?
We have some that are on that, and we have some that are fully credentialed. Back before the pandemic, we had a lot of subs who were retired teachers and wanted to, you know, just spend maybe a day every once in a while back in the classroom. And so those are folks that are, you know, fully credentialed, or people who have been through the credentialing program and then decided that they, you know, wanted to take on a different career, whatever, that would... So they were not classroom teachers at the time, but they do have that full California credential. The 30-day substitute permit it would be the alternative to that. That would be somebody who, you know, maybe it's somebody who is pursuing their bachelor's degree, or, you know, a parent who has decided that, you know, the kids are a little bit older, they're in school, they are interested in a little bit of extra money, or, you know, having something extra to do during the day, and so they would pursue that 30-day substitute permit if they didn't want to go through the whole credentialing process.
Can the 30-day permit, is there anything to stop it from being done sequentially? Could you get a 30-day permit for February and a 30-day permit for March and so forth?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. All right. So just to be clear, though, I mean, there are still a lot of requirements here. I mean, the fingerprinting and all the other background check all still happen with the emergency 30-day, don't they?
Correct. Yes. The fingerprints, certainly. We need to, you know, school safety, of course, is a huge priority for all of our schools. And so making sure that we've got folks in the classroom who should be there is of high importance. I'm told that if things go smoothly, it can take as short as about a week to go from application to being cleared for your mm-hmm. substitute permit. So a week or two, sometimes a little bit longer, but generally speaking, it's obviously a high priority. So as soon as we can get those fingerprints through, folks are ready to go.
We're talking about substitute teachers in California and in Shasta County in particular, which is trying to bring in more subs to add to the stock of people available to teach when the regular teachers can't. Carrie Schutte is with the Shasta County Office of Education, the communications officer there. And you can join our conversation on the exchange at jx@jeffnet.org. Subs don't get money just to be ready, right? They just get paid for the days they work?
Correct. They do get paid for the days they work. It's a daily rate. Shasta County is a bit unique in that we have 24 school districts within our county, not counting the Shasta County Office of Education schools. And the payment varies depending on the district. Each school district sets their own rates, but generally speaking, it's an average of about $150 a day. If you're not a long-term substitute, there are situations where, you know, if someone is on maternity leave or something like that where they need someone for more than just a couple of days, some districts have that at 21 days, some are 31 days. But if you're on a longer-term substitute, single substitute job, then the pay is higher.
Okay, so you have had the word out for a bit about the need for subs. Are you getting much response just yet?
We are. We have had a little bit more interest. It's certainly, there's been a little uptick in interest. Certainly could use many, many more folks who are interested in doing this kind of work.
And who would be the ideal candidate for a sub? What kinds of qualifications? I mean, obviously, we have to have the bachelor's degree. You got to pass a bunch of background checks and fingerprinting and all that sort of thing. But what kinds of experience, life experience, education is best suited for substitute teaching?
That's such a great question. And really, it's anybody who enjoys kids, who is up for a challenge. No two jobs are the same. There's never a dull moment, for sure. You know, some subs that we have, my son is a high school student, and he recently had a long-term sub who was, you know, in his early 20s. He had just finished his bachelor's degree. He was kind of trying to figure out what was next for him, and he was great. He was perfect. The kids really enjoyed him. They respected him, listened to him, and he had a great time. It was a really good experience for the kids and for the substitute. You know, like I had mentioned, parents who are finding themselves with some spare time during the day now that the little ones aren't so little anymore, who have a knack for working with kids, retired folks who again don't want a full-time job or want something flexible. If you're only free on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, that's fine. If you don't want to work during the month of February, that's fine. It's flexible in that way where you can truly work the days that you want to work. And the hours, of course, are great for parents whose own kids are in school because you're working the same time.
One quick question before we have to go is there any training in classroom management before a substitute goes in there?
There is not. Certainly the administrators will talk you through some of the finer points of that, for sure. It's an important question and an important skill to have.
All right. And a big need still needs to be filled here, obviously, to get substitute teachers. Carrie Schutte is the communications officer for the Shasta County Office of Education. Thanks for filling us in on what the situation is with subs, and best of luck in filling those positions.
Well, thanks for having us. I sure appreciate it.
I want to share an email that just came in following up to our previous discussion about substitute teachers from David, no town given. David writes, I've been subbing the last 2 years after teaching for 20 years, and I want to say that the value of the substitute teacher has amplified since COVID. Before you were considered just a substitute teacher, now you are a superhero just for showing up and being a quality educator. However, the larger issue is the underpaying of quality educators who could make more as a plumber, electrician, house cleaner, or even bartender. Trying to survive on $150 a day is almost impossible for a family of four. We have a shortage of nurses and teachers because they are undervalued and underpaid in our society. Until we address these and other imbalances, we will continue to have shortages. Thanks for that, David.